Going to page Ayin Dalad. Ayin Dalad on the bottom. All the way on the bottom of Ayin Dalad. Next to last sentence in Ayin Dalad. Onum. Koyach Gedulas Yimincha. Those two words, Bekoach Gedulas. Koach implies Gevura. Gedulas, the word Gedula is usually associated with Chesed. Yimincha, the right hand, is associated with what? With Chesed. The Mohus of the Tfila on a Bekoach, the Shem Mem Beis, that is the driving force of this Tfila, is the Midah of Gvur. And we're learning about the Midah of Gvur. Creation took place with the Midah of Gvur. Bereshis Bar Elokim. Elokim is the Midah of Gvur. We're learning big Yisaitis now. In Pnimis Atari. What's Gevur? Creation took place with the Midah of Gevur. Primarily, that Midah which creates the Kalim through which this world, all created worlds, are able to receive the Or, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of Hashem. So creation down here, especially in the trenches of this world, the Ikka Mida that was Mezgala in order to create these Kalim that would make it possible to have a world with this free choice is the Mida of Gvura. That's clear. And the Mida of Gvura has two primary functions. The first is that Mida of Gvura which is Eish, which is fire. Is to awaken, to arouse, to push forward, to motivate all of the latent koiches of creation of the person. That's ba'asei toiv, to bring out, to be misgaber, and with the koich of gvura to bring out all of the hidden koiches within. That's ba'asei toiv. And besur meira, the koich of gvura, the Midah of Gvura is to crush, to shatter all of the klipas that are obstructing, that are in the way, that are in the way of that gilui of Or Hashem. So, the same way that fire itself, on the one hand, fire is the source of all-powerful constructive energy in the world, comes from that energy of fire. And fire builds, and creates, and generates, and energizes, like the Eish, the fire that's milamata lamal, that rises from below to above. On the other hand, fire is also a very destructive power. Fire burns and destroys. So the Midah of Gvur, which is Eish, has that positive koach of pushing, driving, motivating, energizing, the energy of fire. On the other hand, it breaks, it burns away and destroys whatever is ma'akev, whatever is in the way of that Or of Hashem. We're on the bottom of page Ayin Dalet, all the way in the bottom, Imkein. Midas ha'gvura hi b'chinas ha'or ha'shayach el ha'nevroim v'soid avadosa. Therefore, this Midah of Gvura is what is most connected to creation and is the Sod of our Avodas Hashem. Lehis alois ulesakin atzmo. The tachlis of being in this world is to be able to elevate ourselves, to push through the darkness, and to use our Bechira to rise, to ascend, to repair. Livror es hatov, to clarify and to bring out the tov, ulahafrid mimenu es hara, and to burn away the ra of our lives. L'chazik is called garinei haritzainos hakadoshim, to be mechazik and to give force and energy to all of the positive ritzainos. That's what this world is about. La'amtsam la'atzimam, to strengthen, ulo'itziam elapol b'chol eis, so we could be able to use all of that latent positive energy that's in the world, that's in our lives. Ba'aliyah achar aliyah, an aliyah after an aliyah, ad yo'ir aleihem ora chesed ha'elyon mimroinim, to bring about that ha'ora, the or of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of chesed from above. V'hinei mitarch dvar me'elu naskil v'novim besoid shem membeis v'soid anabakach. Once we understand this, we're prepared to learn on our level the meaning of the shem membeis and the soid, the secret of the tefillah of anabakach. V'mashem avur besvarim b'mkermes rab. Shesoid shem membeis, that the secret, the mystery of this name of membeis, who tnuas ha'ilui milamata lamala, is that movement of ilui, of everything that is struggling to ascend from below to above. Kol bechina v'chol madrega ena oilu lamala, ena miskademis v'madrega osel madrega shami aleha, everything in this world cannot move to the next madrega, is stuck, can't move. Animus kademus, it cannot progress and move forward, mi madregosa, from its madrega, that it, the madrega that it's in, the madrega shemei aleha, to the madrega beyond, above, ela ayidei shem membeis, only with this name, membeis. Shu soid koyach ha'ilui shegonus bo'oymek ha'yitzirakulu, which is the mystery of the koach of ascending, of rising, that is hidden in the depths of all creation. That longing of everything in creation to return, to rise to its makar, is in the name Membeis, Anubakoach. K'shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, therefore when Hashem created the world, Baro B'Shem Membeis, as we saw, that's hinted at in the beginning of Bereishis, U'Bekach Gonaz B'Kerev HaOlam Atzmo, therefore Hashem already planted in creation itself, in all that exists, as a yecholas lalos veloshuv el makari, the ability to break free of this world and to ascend to a higher, to a higher madrega and a higher madrega of creation. Or b'tzeneinu loyma, shen af al pisha b'riyas ha'olam hibchinas tzimtzum v'hastaras ha'elyon. Now, even though creation itself, of course, took place as a result of the tzimtzum, of the constriction of Hashem's infinite light, hastoras ha'el ha'alyayin, and the concealment of that infinite light of Hashem. Ki makar ha'olam was kulam ha'or ein saif, because everything, the makar, the source of all existence, is the infinite light of God. U'briyas ha'olam hi b'chinas yirida mimroime ein saif, therefore the greatest yirida that ever took place, you think you had a yirida, I had a yirida. The biggest yirida that ever took place was creation. It's the biggest yirida that ever took place. It was the yirida from Ein Sof, from infinite to finite. It's the biggest yirida. None of us have ever had such a yirida. It's the biggest yirida. From Ein Sofius to Olamius. I mentioned this in the past. That's the term that Rav Kook uses. From Ein Sofius to Olamius. From infinity to worldliness. That's the greatest yirida there ever was. And that took place with the concealment of Hashem's light, with the constriction of the infinite light of Hashem. Lahavais olamos mitzumtzamim mechashuchim, in order to bring about, to make it possible to have worlds that are dark, where Hashem's light is hidden. Hine yirida zu ein hatachlis. But that yirida is not the tachlis. Just like when you and I experience the yirida, that's not the tachlis. Even though Hashem's Baruch is involved in our Yeridas, everything in our lives. The Yerida is not the Tachlis. Va'asidim kol ha'olamas la'alos v'loshuv al-makor. And ultimately, all of the olamas are going to ascend and return to the makor in Ein Sof. The koach ha'ilui hazeh, the koach to return, the koach to rise, the koach that you and I have to do tshuva, to become better. Tshuva means to return. The koach that you and I have to suddenly turn our lives around to say, maspik, this is enough, and to go against the momentum of everything, to fight against the momentum, and to go back to the makar, that esh, that fire that you and I have to return, is the midah of gvura, is the shem mem beis, that koach that we have. The koach ha'ilu yezehu asher oimed b'yisoid habriya. This koach of gvura, bracious bar elokim, and the shem mem beis in that pasuk. Hu asher oimed b'yisoid habriya. Stands at the foundation of creation. Hein b'briyasa, v'hein b'iluya ha'asidi. In creation itself, and the potential of all future aliyas. V'zehu soid shem mem beis, shabo nivra ha'olam, u'mikoychai olam ha'olam esleilam. And with the koach of the shem mem beis, all olam is able to ascend. Ad mekarim ha'elyon b'mroim ha'or eloki, to the highest mekar in elokus. V'alav kosov marana kodesh v'avinu harizal v'zula shayna. The loshen of the Ariya Kodesh and the Sharka of Onis is, v'tam hador v'hu, ki ein shum aliyah ba'olamas, there is no possibility of any aliyah in any worlds, ella ayyadei shem ben membeis. Only with this shem, membeis, which is the foundation of the tefillah on a bekoach. V'shem zeh shem membeis, hu asher ma'ala kol ha'aliyas, sheyesh b'chol ha'olamas. Brings about all of the aliyas in all worlds. Mishum di'ihu solik, v'loy nachis. K'nizke b'pashas tru makuf lamed beis, amed beis. Because it goes up, the koach of Mambeis is the koach to rise. V'leinochis, and not to descend. It's a very important note. Look at your tes. B'drush zeh osak b'inyin ha'kadosh. This drush of the Arizal, where he mentions on a bekoach, it's the Arizal's drush regarding the inyin of kadosh. Shekol mohuso hu ilui ha'olamis. The whole muhus of Kaddish is the ascent of worlds, is the rising up of worlds. The words of Kaddish we probably hear more than anything else. In all of our davening, we hear Kaddish more than anything. And yet, it's the least understood. But the Inyan, the Arizal says, the muhus of Kaddish is Aliyah Silemus, beside Yisgadal v'Yiskaddish. Yisgadal v'Yiskaddish. Yisgadal v'Yiskaddish, however you like to say. Yisgad, that gidul and the kiddush of all worlds. Shuhu gedila v'ilui, yisgadal. That everything in the world can become, can ascend from a state of katnus, of smallness, to godless. That you and I have the ability to think in a bigger way, to act in a better and bigger way. Yisgadal v'yiskadash, to be mekadesh shem shamayim, to that a human being has the ability to be megalek v'yit shamayim, to bring more elokus into the world, to lift everything in this world to a higher place. That's the shem mem beis. It's the side of the words of Kaddish, Yisgalov Yiskaddish. Now you're going to see something amazing. And there's only a little bit of a taste of much more that we're going to be learning. The Herich Laharis, and the Arizal explains over there in Shara Kavanis, Ketzad shem mem beis romuz v'kama v'kama ifanim v'kaddish. How this name of Membeis is hinted at in Kaddish. The Arizal teaches the following. V'gam la'olam ein aliyah ela b'shem Membeis. There's no such thing as any aliyah without the shem Membeis. There must be the shem Membeis. Therefore the Kaddish must be said in this nusach. K'nizkel el. Yiskadal, v'yiskadas, and we go on, v'yishtabach, v'yispor, v'yisroimim, v'yisnasei, all the words, yishtabach, yispor, yisroimim, yisnasei, yishadar, yisalev, yishalol, l'fishiyesh behem zayin vavin, there are seven vavs, v'yishtabach, v'yispor, and so on, seven vavs, lirmais el shem membeis, which is a hint to the shem membeis, shu zayin pamim shisha shemais, which is seven times six shemais, v'chol shem mishisha oisiyas, and each name consists of six letters. Yishtabach is six letters, yispor is six letters, yisroimim, and so on. Again, there are kashas, there are questions that we would have about the cheshbon, which we're going to come to, back to later on. But the Ari HaKadosh says, so the seven vavs and the six letters, seven times six is the shem membeis. V'chein timsa gam ken ki b'chol teva me'elu shel v'yishtabach yesh b'shisha oisiyas. And beginning from yishtabach, not yiskal v'yiskadas, but from yishtabach. Why we start from yishtabach? Well, again, we'll come back to that. But beginning from v'yishtabach, from that word v'yishtabach, each word is six oisiyas. Is six oisiyas, and the vav. So the name, those seven words, and times six of the vav is 42, is the shem membeis. Therefore, the Arizal said those Jews who say yishtabach yispor without vav, without the vavs, biyudin toim hay. They just begin with the yud and they don't say vi yishtabach vi yispor. The Arizal said toim hay. They're making a mistake. Because if you don't have the vav, then instead you're changing this tefillah of Kaddish from the soid of Gevura, Yizgalav Yizkaddish is Gevura, and you're changing it to the shem ayin beis. Because then what you'll have is, then if you begin with the yuds, then you have seven yuds, and the seven yuds is the inyan of the shem mem beis. Equals 70, but that's already the shem ayin beis, the shem 72, which is the shem of chesed, the midah of chesed. Even though it's 70, but it's the midah of chesed. And this tefillah is about the shem mem beis, 42, which is the tefillah of gevura. Yiskadav yiskadav shmei rabba is gevura, is the shem mem beis. Back inside. And b'chlal, the whole kaddish can only really, really be understood in a deeper way by learning more about the Shem Mem Beis. The whole Kaddish is about the Shem Mem Beis. B'seif Emek HaMelech, here Chiv Levor is Inyan Shem Mem Beis. The Emek HaMelech explains, it's one of the earliest Kabbalah Svarim, explains the Shem Mem Beis, beside Midas HaGvur, v'hishve b'ena u'b'ena Hashem shal Midas HaChesed. So the Emek HaMelech compares the Shem Mem Beis, which is Gevura, and the Shem Ayin Beis, the 72-letter name of Hashem, which is the Midah of Chesed. Shenayid HaDovah Shebenayisav L'Shem Mem Beis, Yeh Shem Ayin Beis. Then in addition to the name Mem Beis, of 42 letters, there's the Shem Ayin Beis, 72. Shusoyt Shem HaChesed. Kfi Sheromuz B'Gematria Shal Ayin Beis, the Gematria of Ayin Beis, 72, is the word chesed. Chesed equals 72. V'yoytzim apsukim shakriyas yamsuf. We spoke about this a little bit. And this shame of 72 chesed comes out from the vayisa, vayovo, the vavs, the yuds over there, of those words in kriyas yamsuf. Yaduah hadover, which Rashi brings down the Gemara. Yaduah hadover shehachesed chunoso kamay hamay. The Emek HaMelech says that the quality of chesed is water. Kamay, page Ayin Vav. And the inyan of water is the opposite of fire. Whereas fire ascends from below to above, the inyan of mayim of water is that it descends from above to below. The red is lamata. V'agvura tchunasa k'may ha'esh. Gvura, the tchuna of gvura, is esh, is fire. La lois lamala, to ascend, to rise above. V'chein dovizem is batei behevdel ben shnei ha'shemes halalu. And this is what is expressed in the difference between these two shemos, the shem mem beis gvura, the shem ayin beis chesed, v'zu loshen emek ha-melech, and this is the loshen of the emek ha-melech. Sarach artel odaz, klal echad sh'omer Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, olav sh'olam b'pashas b'shalach, v'gam b'pashas shmois, sh'ahefer sh'yesh ben shem mem beis u'ben shem ayin beis, the difference between the shem mem beis and ayin beis, Shem Mem Beis, the Zohar teaches, that the Shem Mem Beis is Oyla Lamala. That's the Aliyah Lamala. The Shem Ayin Beis, Mispashet Lamata. Ayin Beis, 72 is the Gematria Chesed, which is like water. That's Mispashet Lamata. It flows down. Da Salik V'da Nochis. This one goes up. The Mida of Gvura, the Shem Mem Beis, is Salik, is Oyla, it goes up, V'da Nochis. And the Midah of Chesed is Nochis, descends, goes down. V'nei Shehad Din Nimshal La'esh. The Midah of Gvura, which is Din, is compared to fire. V'ha'esh Oyla Tamid. Kein Kol Ha'ha'oris V'ha'shemes Ha'boz Mikoach Ha'din. Therefore, all of the names that are associated with the Midah of Gvur of Din, Heim Oilam Lamala Ketev Ha'esh, the Oilam Lamala. They're all about Aliyah Lamala, Yiskalav Yiskadish, Aliyah Lamala, Ketev Ha'esh. Ve'enim Yordim Lamata. The Tachlis is not the Yerida Lamata. The world was not created with the Tachlis of Yerida Lamata. I oilam chesed yibane. We'll see how chesed and gvur work together. But the tachlis of this world is the aliyah lamala of all oilamis, is the aliyah lamala. But the or ein soif baruch hu, the infinite light of God descends from above to below, and oilam chesed yibane. But the tachlis is that we arise, we lift ourselves up to meet that or a chesed, the or ha'elyon of Hashem. The ur has to be forced down below, and once it's down below, then the koch is to spring up, to rise up, like a spring, that the spring is pushed down. But the point of pushing the spring down is not that it should have a yerida. That's not why you push the spring down. The point of the spring going down is that it should have an aliyah. The same way that when a person wants to jump, so yeah, he bends down. The bending down is something which is being forced, but he's pushing himself down in order to be able to jump up. So creation took place in such a way where the world was created by that force of the Yerida Lamata, and this world is crouching, or it's like the spring that's being held back. And the Koach of Gvura is to break through what's holding it back, and to spring up, and to jump up, to break through anything that's holding the spring from snapping back up. And the Koach of Gvura is to shatter that obstruction, and to ascend, and to rise above. Lakach, therefore, Shem Mem Beis, Humikoach Hadin. Mishtam Shimbo Kol Yordei Merkava, Shemarlu Nishmos Lamala. You remember that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, all the way at the beginning of the Sefer, that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana was from those who are called Yordei HaMerkava, that we know that he had, his neshama had aliyahs while he was in the Guf. His neshama would ascend. V'nishar HaGuf Shalahem K'may Meis. And these tzaddikim who were in that group of the Yordei HaMerkava, like Rabbi Nechunya, the author of the Tefillah on HaBekoach, the guf would be like it was dead, and the neshama would rise up. V'ilu shem ayin beis ein okay. So it's interesting that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana himself, who is Miyardei HaMerkava, who is the Rosh, we learned that earlier, who is the leader of the Yardei HaMerkava, the inyan of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana was be'etzem, the shem mem beis, which is the koach of aliyah. And therefore, those tzaddikim had an aliyas neshama. Rabbi Nachum ben Ekanim was from the Yerad de Merkava, that he would arise, and then he would, and the guf was like it was dead. And then, as you recall, it was, he had to be forced back into the guf. The neshama doesn't want to return to the guf. It has to be forced, the spring has to be pushed back down. V'ilu shem ayin beis ein okein. The Emek HaMelech says, the shem ayin beis, chesed, ein okein. Elishim espashit v'harlech. It's a hispashtus. It's mispashed. It flows and spreads. Shenim shalamayim shem nigrim b'mori, like water that descends, that flows down. Those are the words of the Emek HaMelech. So the Chalban explains, v'nikosa b'tchuna sa'esh. The Emek HaMelech is telling us about the tchuna of fire. She oilu l'mal atomid. It is constantly pushing upwards. V'chein kol ha'shemoy saboy mikoach adin, all the shemos mikoach adin, they naturally are like fire, all these shemas that are ascending. And in order for this koach to go down, it has to be forced down. Again, like the spring that's pushed down. The spring on its own is not going to go down. The whole tnua, the whole nature of the spring is upward. In order to make the spring go down, it has to be forced down. Therefore, the way that Hashem created the world is that Kivyoch Hashem forced the neshamas into this world. He forced creation to take place with the koch of tzimtzum, the koch of gvur. It could be seen with the marshal of pressing creation down like a powerful, powerful spring that is pressed down. The makor of the neshama is in the infant one above. Therefore, it has to be pushed down. It doesn't want to leave God. It has to be pressed and pushed down. It's using, of course, a physical muscle. It's not physical, but pressed and pushed down. In that state of the world, all that exists is like the spring that is pressed down into that state of constriction, of being compressed. Tachlis of our avodah is to remove what is blocking. The midah of gvura is to be mezgaber on the chomer of this world, to be mezgaber with the midah of gvura by living a life of Torah which was given to us mipi what? Mipi hagvura. Mipi hagvura. To be mezgaber and to break through all of those blockages, all of the blockages, all that's blocking. To be mezgaber, to break through, and then to naturally to shoot upwards, to return to the makor and elokus. That's what the Emek HaMelech is explaining. L'zek shemegim l'sayv shlichusam miyad chayzum l'mal. So the tzaddikim of the Yerdei HaMerkava, they don't want to come back into this world, only with the crying and the begging of the tzaddikim and so on. So the other tzaddikim in this world, so Rabbi Nachum ben Ekanim is forced back into the world. And when they bring down the secrets of the Merkav into this world, choyzim lamala. Udvarim elu noigim b'yasaydis chashuvim oid b'briyas ha'olam. What we were just taught by the Emek HaMelech is touching upon very big yasaydis of creation, of all of creation. Ve'inu sha'olam nivra b'shemus shel gvura. We learned that the world was created with the shemus of gvura, b'reishis bara Elokim, and the shem mem beis, and other shemus, but those are the two that we are familiar with now. Ve'inu yesh levarer sha'aloi tchunas ha'gvura la'alos lamala. So what the Emek HaMelech is explaining to us is the following. All that we're learning about from the Ari HaKadosh is that the tchuna of gvura is aliyah. Aliyah. That's the tchuna, that's the quality of gvura, to rise. Bilu bria sa'olam hidavki yirida shel ha'or v'tzimtzuma. But creation is what? Creation is the biggest yirida that there ever was. It's yirida sa'or. It's the tzimtzum of or. It's the greatest descent there ever was. Elisha tshuva gnuza. The Mesha Omar Shemus Hadin Einim Yordim Lamata Now, the Emek HaMelech is answering this question, and the Emek HaMelech is explaining that the Shemus HaDin Einim Yerdim Lamata, the Shemus of Din are not able to, naturally they're only, it's only Aliyah, Aliyah, more Aliyah, more Aliyah. The Shemus of Din are only able to descend below creation itself. Einim Yerdim Lamata Ki Im Al Yidei Koach Shesholech Osam B'chalska Bereishis Bara Elokim. Elokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates all worlds by compressing all of that ur into this world. V'haindu, she'pu'ula sabriya hi b'chinas koach, the act of creation is b'chinas koach, this energy, she'dochak b'oris b'choska, that compressed the oris, the lights, b'choska, with great powerful glura and strength, v'haridam lamata, like a spring, pushing down below. El Mokayim HaTzimtzum. This is what Tzimtzum means. V'dugma l'zeh, an example of this, Hi Yiridas HaNeshama L'Guf. Just think about the Yirida, the descent of the Neshama into the Guf, into the body. Shi'ipul HaNasis B'Hechrech. We know that the Neshama doesn't want to come. Tanya Mashbin Osati Tzadik Al Tirosha. The neshama doesn't want to come to the world. The neshama wants to be completely absorbed and lost in the infinite light of God in Elokus. The neshama does not want to come to this world. So the neshama is compressed into the body, is forced into the body. And it is torn away from the infinite, infinite state that it was in. And it's compressed like the spring that's pressed down into the guf. It's pressed into the place of Cheshkas HaGuf. We're not talking about physical things, of course. But there's the marshal. Into the place of Cheshkas, the darkness of the Guf. When we were little and our mothers put us onto the school bus for the first day, so she had to push us onto the bus. Nobody wanted to go onto the bus. Unless you hated your mother. You didn't want to go onto the bus. You wanted to stay with mommy. So the mother pushes the child onto the bus. You have to go. She pushes him into the car. I remember especially with one of our kids, that our mamish had to, get the feet in, and the feet come back. I had the feet in and back. And pushing the door and saying, it'll be all right, it'll be okay. Whatever. But that Simpson, that hechrich of pushing the kid into school. Now the parent knows that the tachlis of this kid is not the horrible yirida of being forced into a school bus and being forced into a scary dark institution. That's not the tachlis. The parents love the kid; they don't want to torture the kid. And yet, every single kid when he walks into school thinks, "What happened to my parents? They're like, this is how could they do this to me? Why would they force me to such a horrible, constricted place? I was having a blast. Life was great. I was living in the Olam HaNeshamas at home. I was living in the infinite light of the house. And then my mother took me, and she pressed me into this miserable institution that's called the school. Of course, the tachlis is not the yirida. The tachlis is that the child should be able, through that experience, to grow up, to be mezgaber. Because in that place of the neshama, in that place at home, the child can't grow. There can be no aliyahs at home. The only aliyah of the child is to be sent away, to be pressed down into the world. And by being depressed and pressed, compressed, in this world, b'choska, the kid doesn't want to get onto the bus. The kid doesn't want to go into the building. And we force the child, we press the child. That's how we create the child. The creation of the child takes place by the mother sending him or her away from home. The child is fighting to stay home. B'choska, with great energy and coercion, the parent forces the child, presses and crushes the child into the school building, into the bus, into the building. And the kid is screaming, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. And the kid says, this is a terrible yerida for me. This is just the first of many, many future yeridas that I'm going to be going through. And the parents are saying, Yankele, Sarala, the yerida is your creation. This act of compressing, of coercion, of compulsion, this act is the only way that you can be created. The neshama has to be separated from Ein Sof. And the iris are compressed into the bus, into the building. And they're somehow, they're inside, the chelek elokam yimal that's inside this child has that or, but in the state of tzimtzum, in the guf, it's in the guf. And the job of the Rebbe, of the Rebbeim, of the parents, of the teachers, the job is to be megal of the or ha-neshama. And the child starts to like a superhero, starts to break out of his civilian clothing. To break out of the katnus of this world. To let himself loose. To smash all the ma'akvim, all the ikuvim. To get out of the institution that he was put into. To be a big person, to grow up. To be a Baal Bechira, to think, to be creative. See, even though the child sees in this Midas HaDin, and all he feels is the hand of Din pushing him into the bus. The Koch of Gvur of Tzimtzum, the Tachlis is Olam Chesed Yibon. And Dafke, by the child being forced into this small place of this institution, this child can have a gewaldige aliyah that he wouldn't have at home. He can't have at home. He has to go away from home. He has to be separated from his parents. It's the most painful thing in the world. The baby had this leaving the mother's womb. The baby doesn't want to go. The baby doesn't want to leave. And the baby has to be pushed with contractions into the world. And the baby's inside the baby said, what's going on over here? And the baby's being pushed into the world. And the baby hears somebody screaming in the delivery room, push, push. And the kid says, well, push, I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to leave. You have to push b'koach. The mother has to push b'koach. B'koach, the child doesn't want to leave. It's b'chazka. The emek ha-melech is b'chazka. That's the shlichus. The baby is a shlich in this world. The neshama is a shliach in the guf, in the body, to lift up this world. It can only take place with the Shem Mem Beis, with the midah of Elokim, with that midah of Gvura, which when we see it, it's a powerful, unbelievable koach. A powerful koach that creates this unnatural tension, like the spring. But in that way, it prepares the neshama to lift up the guf, to rise and to bring everything with it. Like the Mesil Shem talks about the chassid, the tzaddik, what it means to be a Jew. That not only does the tzaddik himself have an aliyah, but everything in his life, it rises together with him. So when the tzaddik makes a bracha, when the tzaddik is oisik in this world, with all of the yichudim and all the kavanas of l'shem shamai, the tzaddik is not only springing upwards himself, but he's bringing the world with him. That's what the Emek HaMelech is saying. So I, the tchuna of Eish, of Gvura, is la lois lamala. So the Emek HaMelech's question is, so if that's the case, then how do we understand creation itself, which is a big yerida? And that's what he's explaining. It's the pushing of the kid into the world, into the building. It's the pushing of the neshama into the guf. It's setting up the spring. Because shua bo b'koach machriach. There needs to be a koach machriach to push, to force the neshama into the guf. Doesn't want to go. We'll see the lashon of the Ramchal, Mitzvashem. Because the teva of the neshama is lamala. Everything is lamala. That's what the neshama wants. So the neshama is screaming, "Mommy, Daddy!" Doesn't want to go. Doesn't want to be in the guf. This tension, this hechrich of the neshama that's compressed into the guf, of the or ein sof, the infinite light of God, which is the soul of all worlds, that's compressed into worlds, is the source of tnuas ha'olamos, of the motion, the movement of all worlds that are ascending, that are trying to break free, that are trying to rise back to the source. That's the makar of the movement of all that exists. Of every electron in its orbit, of every single molecule, all the tenuas of all elements is from this tension. Shehine kosev harav bedvarav shetivam shel iris hadin la'alos lamala. The teva of the iris of din is la'alos lamala. Not to go below. That's only b'koach machriach. There has to be force to push it down. Therefore, the whole point of this is, as a shlichus from God, a shlichus from the Baruch Shalom, and ultimately to be chayzim lamala, to return. The tachlis of creation is not to be forever dragging around in this world. That's not the tachlis, to drag around stam. Kloima, la'achas shemigim la'tachlis ha'yurida, shenayada avurim, once everything reaches that place in creation that it's designated to reach, which is the tachlis ha'yurida, when it hits that home base, its place of yurida, to which it was forced to descend, as I miyad choizum heim l'tivim ha'atzmi, then the hand is taken off of the spring, and all that exists naturally begins this tnua, to return, this longing to return. When the hand of tzimtzum of gvura is taken away, then everything naturally begins its movement to return. Shua tnua klapimala, which is that movement above. Vuk mokfitz, like a spring. Shenidchokum is kavets aide koach machriach, that is pressed with a koach machriach, with a forceful hand. Umiyad b'shichur koach machriach, and the second that the hand is removed, that was forcing that nivra to be in that tiny place of constriction, again, the kid on the bus or in school, the neshama in the guf, the or of Hashem, which is the neshama of the olamos in this physical world, hakvitz yizanek v'yimtach ketivo, the spring naturally is released, and it begins its the word kvitz that they use in Hebrew is from the word kvitza. It's jump, it's leap above. Kach noyizdu kol ha'olamos. In this way, all worlds were established. Besoid oiris ha'gvura. And this is the meaning of the lights of gvura that created the world. V'haynu shekoyach machriach elyon dochak behem lo hayridim lamata ela avius v'hagashmias. The koach hamachriach forced all of the iris, this is tzimtzum, forced all of the iris into the avius hagashmis, into the thickness and the coarseness of physical existence. Ach l'oilam lo hishtanta tchunosam ha'atzmis. But the natural character of what? Of the iris to rise above the fire, the gvura, of the neshama, of the child, hasn't changed. The tchun ha'atzmis is what? Aliyah lamala. To be mezgaber. Gvura. That's the yesod of the maimer of the tzaddikim, ubefrat, the tzaddik of Nachum Levin Mekor Chachma, who said, Ein shum yish ba'olam klal. There's no yish ba'olam. Yeyush, despair, means that one gives in and surrenders. Ki'ilu, he's acknowledging or saying that the tachlis is a yerida. It can't be. Can you imagine? The spring is pressed down, and the spring is now at the bottom. Remember, it's got to go all the way to the bottom. The spring is at the bottom, and the spring looks around and says, I'm misyayed. There's no hope for me. There's mamash no hope for me. Look at me. Look where I am. Look at me. I never ever dreamt I could be so low. That's what the spring is saying. I never dreamt I could be so low. And of course he sees all the other springs, boing, boing, they're all flying around. And he looks at himself and says, look at me, I'm Messiah. When the tzaddikim said such a thing in their own lishanis, and Rabbi Nachman said, Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. As I was saying last night from the Beis Avraham, Ad tipas dam ha'achrayna, to the last drop of blood. There's no yesh. It's not like that Rabbi Nachman is cheering us. Come on, guys, you could do it. And if you hear it that way, you're making a big mistake. Rabbi Nachman is not a cheerleader. You understand? Rabbi Nachman is saying the Metzias, Ein Shum Yesh Ba'olam Klal. You might not understand that. You might not understand Aleph Beis either. Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. There is no such thing as yesh. That's the metzias. The metzias of the neshama b'soich ha'guf is a metzias of ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. That's the metzias of the nivra of the adam of the neshama b'soich ha'guf. Neshama b'guf means ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. There is no such thing as yesh. You understand? That's creation. There's no yesh. Because the tchun ha'atzmas never changed. The tchun ha'atzmas is eish, gevura, to be mezgabe, to be reunited with the ur ha'elyain, with the ur ha'chesed ha'elyain. That's the tchun ha'atzmas of that mitzias of neshama beguf. Ein shum yeish. She had tnua klape maila, which is the tnua klape maila above. Therefore, when Hashem finished the process of tzimtzum, of the pressing down of light and creation of worlds, the springiness, its natural tchuna, was unleashed in everything. And everything in the world is rising. Everything. There's a lashon l'kutei Maran. Hisrachakus tchilas ahiskarvus. Hisrachakus tchilas ahiskarvus. Being distanced is the beginning of drawing near. Being pushed down, being pushed away, is the beginning of returning. Because then the cheshek, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about in that Torah, the cheshek is not just a regular cheshek, it's the cheshek of a spring that was pressed, that was pushed against its will. And then the cheshek to return is meridik, is more than stam, anything that wasn't pushed away. The hisraha kuzdavke is the tchilas of hiskarvus, the nisyonis of our lives, which we experience as a hisraha kuz. Kilo Hashem is saying, I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in your avayda. That's how we feel the nisyonis. It's v'nahafaychel. The nisyonis of our lives is the tchilas of his karmas. That there should be a cheshek to be mezgaber, to be mezgaber and to rise. Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. Makes no difference. 1,000 times, 10,000 times, ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. That's the metzias. The Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't create a world of yesh. He didn't create a world of yesh. He created a world that is programmed for aliyah. But the aliyah is davke mitoicha hisrachakus. Mitoicha hisrachakus. Al yidei hisrachakus. It's a big yisoid. That's the aliyah. That's the mother putting the kid into the bus. And the kid says, you hate me. The mother says, you don't know how much I love you. What the Gror wrote in the letter to his family, the Gror wrote that what we're crying about now, we're going to laugh about later. Everything that we're crying about now, we're going to laugh about later. When the mother put the kid into the bus, the kid says, you hate me. And the mother says, no, I love you. Then why didn't you let me stay home? So the mother says, Ayin Sham, and Lakuta Maran. Pushing you away is the beginning of bringing you near. But near in a very deep way, in a very real way, that you could have an aliyah higher and higher and higher. You could be much greater even than your parents. Higher and higher. That's the hisrachakus that we feel in our nisyonis. Neshama beguf. Neshama beguf. The nisyonis of being pressed into places we don't want to be. And the koach that we have to be mezgabe, which is a koach ein soif, to be mezgabe. Ein shum yesh b'olam klal. Klal loy. No such thing. It's only your attitude. It's only a matter of being big boys or being babies. That's all. Zubat chuna ha'atzim is agnuza b'olam sa'atachnan b'kol prateya. This is the tchuna ha'atzmes, the inherent tchuna of all that exists. Hagnuza ba'ilma satachtein makol prateya. Let's pause here and let's quickly take a look at Chof Aleph. I don't want that we should leave tonight without seeing Chof Aleph. In the Derech Hashem, Gam Chal writes this. V'aneshama atzma. The Ramchal says the neshama itself is pure and it's el yoyne, it's from above. When the neshama enters into the guf and gets involved in the guf, entangled in the guf, the neshama has been pushed away. Grusha udchuya, rejected, pushed away. Me'inyon ha'tivi, from its natural inyan, which is elokus, to be with God, to be home. El inyan ha'vchilo, and now it's in a reality that's the opposite of its nature. Ukvusha boy bekoyach machriach. Those are Ramchal's words. It's being held there, in the guf. Bekoyach machriach, with the strong, the yad ha'chazok of Hashem is baruch, the yad, the hand of tzimtzum. Is holding it there, pushing it there. L'sucha lotzis meno ella imkain tis amitz b'koach chazak menakoach ha'machricha. And it's not able to leave the guf. unless it's able to strengthen itself with some koach that's stronger than the koach hamachriya. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira that this connection between the neshama and the guf does not end until death, and even then he says in parentheses perish ki pirud hamisa ena elo davar lefisha, and even death itself is only a temporary state. According to the Mekubalim, the neshama is going to be in the guf forever and ever. There'll be a break in that, but then by death. But then ultimately, tchias ameisa means neshama beguf, neshama beguf forever. Tchias ameisa means neshama beguf forever. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold like that, but the Mekubalim hold neshama beguf forever. Tchias ameisa is forever. L'netzach nitzach. The neshama has to be mischazik. The neshama must fight against the darkness of physicality, of the physical world. Until it conquers the guf, till it illuminates the guf, till the neshama takes over the guf. It rises and takes the guf with it. Taking the guf with it doesn't mean to die. Taking the guf with it means that the guf itself becomes an expression of Elokus, like by the tzaddikim, where they're eating and they're sleeping. Like we were talking about last night, Rav Aaron Belzer. This world was not anything for him. This world was only yichudim and kavanis and neshama. That's what this world was in the guf. Was yuchelis alas hu ima, the Ramchal says. And then the neshama then the neshama goes up with the guf, v'leya bar ha'elyon, to be shining with the light of above. Tachas masha ha'isim is chasheches v'nishpelas hi imar b'tchil. In the beginning, the neshama and the baby, the neshama is in the guf for the baby, and the baby is nothing. The baby just eats and cries and goes to the bathroom, is gone. And the neshama is sitting in such a bathroom, like that. What am I doing over here? That's how the neshama feels inside the baby. I can't believe this. So in the beginning, the neshama is dragged down and feels like, I'm stuck in this place, I can't believe it. Hashem made, those are the rules, Hashem made, put the neshama into the guf, and the chomer is strong. Chomer, physicality, is coarse, is thick and dark. A person finds himself in this world, big darkness, deep darkness. From that state of dveikus to Hashem. But this is the hishtadlus, this is bechira. This is what life is about. And that's why creation took place with the Shem Mem Beis, with Gvur. Because now, what's the koach hamachriach now? The koach hamachriach now is the tzimtzum. The tzimtzum means what? Olam hazeh. Olam hazeh is the koach hamachriach that's holding us. You and I are being held back by this world from springing up. And we have to fight against that. And we have to bring the world up with us. The koach hamachriach is the koach of tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is din. Tzimtzum means the koach of olam hachomri, the physical world, the guf that's holding the neshama back. And everything else in our lives, all the nisyonis, all the narishkeit, whatever it is, that's the choymer that's holding us back, the yad hamachriach. And the only way for us to connect again to the makar is by breaking out of that hold of the koach of the yad hamachriach, and then to spring up. Neged koach hamro, ulaheitiv es matzav, ulahalois atzmoy mi'iloi adashir harorilo. To be able to have the aliyah that each one is capable, whatever that aliyah is, that each one is capable of experiencing according to the level of his neshama in this world. That's creation. That's the story of our lives. It's the story of creation and what we're doing over here. Mr. Shem will continue.